The fight song for the UW Stevens Point. It's a perfect music to have here because we're going by phone to Stevens Point today to talk with our guest about wrestling. Until recently, girls who wanted to wrestle in high school had to join the boys' team. That's rapidly changing at both the high school and collegiate levels. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. On the phone with us, Jessica Rotier. She's the assistant wrestling coach at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. She's competed and won many wrestling events herself, including the WCWA National Championship in 2017 and the Pan American Games back in 2014 when she was in high school. So we'll talk with Jessica about what draws women to the sport, maybe the lack of girls' teams, and how the newly formed Point Squad is doing so far. So what have been your experiences with girls' wrestling, if any? Do you think there should be women's wrestling teams in high school and college? Love to hear from you, and I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org, and certainly love to hear from you. Jessica Rotier, welcome, and thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. This is a great thing for not only myself, but for the college in general.
Yeah, well, it's great that what Stevens Point, UW Stevens Point, is doing. How did you get interested in wrestling?
I wanted to be like my big brother. So when he started, I wanted to start. So I've actually been wrestling since I was like 3 years old, and just fell in love from the beginning. And it just helped me so much in life that it was an irreplaceable spot, an irreplaceable activity.
Yeah, and it sounds like it. I wonder, is that why so many girls get into the sport? Through their brothers in a way?
Some of them, yeah. Most of them have like either an older sibling that's done it, or even now still like a younger sibling that started to wrestle. There's very few that do come from like, oh, my dad wrestled, and or oh, I just found this flyer here and I wanted to start. But that is a thing, and it does happen that way. It happens more so with a younger older brother or a younger older cousin that's out for the sport, and they see it for the first time, and that's where their first exposure to the sport starts.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch. You competed in youth leagues. What was your experience like?
It was good. For the most part, I fit right in with the guys. Like, it was never one of those situations to where, oh, you're a girl, we don't want to work out with you. Like, growing up with the guys, that made it easy to fit in throughout my career and be just considered another wrestler. And I never really had to worry about battling with other parents and other coaches not wanting to wrestle athletes against me because of my past. And they all knew that I was here to stay, and that I've been doing it for a while. So it was easy for me to flow through the ages and get where I'm at today.
Yeah. And I guess the times we hear about it, I mean, most of the time we don't hear much about it, and the girls competing at high school levels, for example, occasionally there'll be an issue with a boy not wanting to wrestle a girl, but that seems to be lessening.
Yeah, it's starting to become more natural, especially in the high school level, where a lot of states are still together, where women don't have their own state tournament and stuff like that. So it makes it a little more difficult for the females. But with the way the sport's progressing and the way that people are looking at female wrestlers is changing and it's growing to realize that they're athletes too, I feel like there's less and less "I can't wrestle her because she's a girl" stereotype and stuff like that. And women are now considered more equal than they were as an athlete in the sport.
Yeah. And from, you know, for you as a wrestler, I think, do you think it helped that you were very good at it?
I mean, that always helps. being good at what you love helps. Definitely, yeah, it helps more than it hurts me, but it was also nice because the coaches that didn't know who I was were living off of that stereotype of she's just a girl, and so it helped me there too, and it was never something I didn't like.
Oh, man. Our guest today, Jessica Rotier, she's the assistant coach for the women's wrestling team at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Great to have her with us. You can join in with your own questions as we talk about women in wrestling, our guests or girls. Our phone number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And let's take a call. Dale in Marshall, thank you for calling.
Hi there. I'd like to say that the explosion in women wrestlers is awesome. I can't remember the number, but I read an article about the increase in the number of high school female wrestlers across the country, and it was really big. So I think that's great. However, Title IX caused a lot of colleges to get rid of male wrestler programs because they don't make the money that football and baseball do. And it also caused the colleges to want women to do more than one sport, which is really hard at the college level. It's really taxing on the body. And I think I read a study about that causing more injuries to female athletes. So love the wrestling. Love your guest. Probably going to find a way to see a female wrestling tournament because our little girl wrestled for a couple years. Hate Title IX. and I'll take the comments offline.
Okay, well, I'm going to disagree with you on hating Title IX, Dale, but let's hear from our guest, Jessica Rotier. Jessica?
Yeah, I think even though the program, like the male programs are dropped, I think that's going to change here as well as women's wrestling is exploding. And at the end of this year, early January, women's wrestling is going to be voted on to become a NCAA emerging sport. And we think we're very confident that that proposal is going to go through, which then you're going to see more D1 women's programs jump up and you're going to see more D2s. And with that, it's going to come to the male side just because if you have the facility for the men, why not add a women's team? Or if you have the facility for your women's team, you're now adding, it's more convenient and more affordable just to add another men's team and stuff like that. As far as duels between us and Lakeland and the state this year, there should be plenty of opportunities to go see women's wrestling. We competed last night against Augsburg at home, so that was a good turnout. We had quite a bit of fans there.
How'd you do?
We won 3 of the 6 matches that we competed in. So it was overall a good night for us as a first-year program, and we were thankful that Augsburg could travel in to compete with us on a Monday night. But, yeah, I think as of January, you're going to see D1 programs pick back up, both women and men's wrestling, and the sport's really going to explode by just making that a emerging sport.
Dale, thanks again for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too, with your own comments at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. What skills do wrestlers have to be really good at the sport, by the way?
It depends on, like, their style and how they want to wrestle. But as long as you can have, like, some type of footwork and some athleticism, being strong is always a positive and helps out there just to be stronger and bigger and meaner than everybody else. But for the most part, the sport's really about discipline and hard work. If you come in and you're disciplined with your technique and you're disciplined with what you're eating and your sleeping habits and your recovery time, like you're going to be pretty successful.
What and you know, one of the things that is nice about it is that you can compete. You don't have to be the size of a football lineman, for example, to be able to compete because of the weight ranges.
Yeah, we're the sport for everybody. Bigger kids, small kids, anywhere. For the women, the weight classes range from 101 pounds to 191 pounds. So there's a spot for everybody in our sport, and all they have to do is be willing to work hard and be disciplined with in every aspect of their life. It's tougher than other sports just because it is one-on-one. There's nobody to back you up when you're out there competing. It's all on you, whether you win or lose. Like, you can't blame a teammate because you're the only one competing. Right, and then also that, of course, like, you gotta, like, every aspect of your life has to kind of revolve around the sport. What you eat, what you do, who you hang out with, how late you're up every night, what you're doing on the weekends you have off, like, all that affects your performance. And again, with no one to help back you up, you got to take care of these things and really be disciplined on and off the mat.
Yeah. Deb in Appleton has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Deb.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's on your mind today?
So I had boys that wrestled in high school. And I had one of my sons wrestled at a lower weight level, more, I don't remember what the weight was, but lighter weight. And so that was one of the situations where there were occasions where, a couple of times where he was to wrestle a female wrestler. And honestly, I was not a fan of that. I didn't think that girls and boys should wrestle together. I am happy to hear that they're working toward the idea of having separate teams. I don't think that physically, maybe, you know, there are some girls that can compete that way. And I don't know what weight you were in, what your weight class was. But one of the comments I would hear, and this will be offensive probably, but was, with a boy wrestling a girl, they could never win, because if they wrestled a girl, well, you beat a girl, big deal. And if you were beat by a girl, then, you know, that was a negative thing. And I don't support that view, but that was something that I feel like there was a stigma people had to they had to fight against. I feel like I would love to watch girls wrestling. I just am not a fan of co-ed.
All right. Deb, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Well, Jessica, what do you think about Deb's comments?
I think in high school, guys aren't fully developed yet. So they're still boys and they're still processing. And girls are a little farther ahead in the maturity and stuff like that. So I honestly don't think it's that big of a deal. For me, I wrestled 106 as a freshman, and I was in the starting lineup as our 13-pounder. My sophomore year, I wrestled 120. I was still competing for a starting spot, you know. And then my junior and senior year, when I started doing more USA events and traveling overseas and stuff, my high school kind of backed off. But I was also bigger, wrestling 145, and then I finished my senior year at 160, and I was still competitive in the room, and I was still winning varsity-level matches. So I don't think if females at that level buy into the sport and they do the things they need to do and they work hard and stay disciplined and hit the weight room, there's no reason why they can't compete with guys. Like, are they naturally like weaker once they get up in those bigger weights? Yeah, but for the most part, if you have a female that's still small and wrestling 106 through like 120, 130-ish, they'll be all right wrestling a guy. As far as guys not wanting to wrestle them, I think that's just a male ego problem. And that just comes from smaller-minded people that can't accept the fact that women can do things that men can.
Jessica Rotier, our guest today, assistant wrestling coach at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. She is our guest for the next, about a half hour or so. It's great to have her with us. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. Nigel O'Shea, our engineer today, Jill Nadeau, our producer, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. Talking today about wrestling, women's wrestling teams with Jessica Rotier, the assistant wrestling coach at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. UW Stevens Point, I believe, is the first women's wrestling program at a public university in the Midwest. And so we'll talk maybe about why it took so long for it to happen here and talk about that UW Stevens Point program with Jessica. I want to give some of our listeners a chance to join in. Let's some callers online here. Eric in La Crosse, we'll turn to you next. Hi, Eric.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. I just wanted to call. My daughter, who's now in college, wrestled for her junior and senior year in high school. And she originally went out. She was about 120 pounds. She's 5'5". And just as a way to keep active, she was a multi-sport athlete in high school. And the junior year that she tried out, she just wanted to do it for working out and for some competition. And she wasn't planning on being in a tournament. The first time that I saw her actually wrestle in a match was in a tournament in Poinette with about 97 girl wrestlers from about 95 pounds to well over 225. And they are... watching girls wrestling is a great thing to watch them compete. It's just there's so few of them around. Her team had 6 their junior year. Unfortunately, because of their program over here in Holman, they ended up having 24 girls try out the following year. So it's a growing sport.
Eric, thanks a lot for calling. Jessica, a comment?
Yeah, it's even now Wisconsin is just continuing to grow women's wrestling. It's exciting to just watch it. I think pretty quick here, Wisconsin will have their own official WIAA-ran state tournament for the women. Right now we have an unofficial one that this year is actually going to be held in Stevens Point. So we will host the unofficial girls' high school state tournament. And we're looking forward to it. It'll be an exciting day and an exciting event here.
That is very cool. Eric, thanks again. Will in Eau Claire, we'll give you a chance. Hi, Will.
Well, thanks for the program, Larry and Jessica. Good to hear. Just a couple quick comments in support of girls in just about anything and women in just about anything. I'm a retired teacher, coached track for a number of years here in Wisconsin and in Indiana. And also, I don't think there are many things in the arena of life that young women and girls and women can't do. For another example, I was an Outward Bound instructor in Alaska, in the Canadian Arctic, and the Everglades. Had a number of very, very competent co-instructors who were women. I learned whitewater kayaking from a woman. I learned winter camping and those skills from a woman. So, Jessica, it's just great you're doing this, and the young women are participating. So I disagree with Dale. I am very supportive of Title IX. That's it.
All right. Thanks. Well, thanks a lot for calling. Well, I am too. Jessica, care to comment?
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate it. It's good when we get more and more people on board with the sport and helping us promote it and just grow it in general, from fans to actual women participating.
Yeah. Thanks again, Will. Gabby in River Falls, we'll go to you.
Hi, guys. Jessica,
hi.
Hello. It's nice to hear you on the radio talking about wrestling. This is fantastic. So I just want to say I'm a native of Stevens Point, and when the Pointers announced that they added women's wrestling, it was a pretty emotional day for me because I was like, wow, you know, I grew up there, I wrestled for Stash, and just having them add, it was like, really just hit me. I was like, I probably would have stayed in Point, you know, had that hometown pride and wrestled for them. But I think on a bigger level, just hearing more and more people talking about the sport of wrestling and sharing their stories as girls growing up in the sport. And I mean, there are over 22,000 girls wrestling high school across the states now, and over 50 colleges that offer women's scholarships. And just seeing the addition of programs is just fantastic. And then you have programs like Point, they just broadcasted via a YouTube live feed versus Augsburg last night. So you have so many opportunities to watch women wrestle in college now. And I'm so excited for Wisconsin to sanction the sport, because the one piece I missed as a high schooler was getting to compete against other girls. And I never gave that much thought when I was younger, or even until maybe this year, was just how necessary it was for me to build that community of girl wrestlers, because I was competed on a boys team and I really competed against boys my whole life when there was no need for that. And so I'm really excited for Wisconsin to move forward and get the sport sanctioned within the state, and for all states to sanction it. Right now we're at 18, and it's just so exciting to see all the growth, and I'm so happy you guys are doing this.
Oh, Gabby, thank you so much. Jessica, comment?
Yeah, Gabby, we really appreciate you and what you're doing over there with Transition Wrestling and helping us spread the word, and it is exciting for Stevens Point to finally bring something back home. Even for me, having to leave the state to go 12 hours away from my family just to continue to pursue my dream of wrestling and wrestling in college while getting an education is huge. And now to be 90 minutes drive from my parents' house to see my family and stuff like that, it's huge. These opportunities are growing more and more, which I think is going to help just progress all the high school level and all the state levels to sanction their own event for women and give them the same opportunity to be broadcasted that they do for the guys right now.
Tell us about the Stevens Point women's wrestling team and the history. How did it get going?
So I first met Jake Wozniak and Johnny Johnson, the other coaches here. Johnny's our head coach, and Jake's our assistant. And I met them throughout the summer. I would come out here and I would train, because my brother wrestled for them for a year. So I came out here and I would wrestle with Jake and stuff like that. And then we started talking about it, and they're like, would you come back and this and that? And then one day last November, I got a text message from Jake that said we were in and we were starting it. And basically the school was thinking about adding women's lacrosse for another women's sport. And Johnny was like, I think we should consider women's wrestling. And then our athletic director asked for some numbers and asked for just some statistics on everything, and we sent it over. And the next thing you know, we were in full swing announcing that we were adding the sport.
I think it's a feather in at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, a feather in the cap of the Pointers that they got this going, and to be the first public school in the Midwest, a public college, is really a feather in the cap.
Yeah, it's exciting. Being just the first public school, the first UW school, the first WIAC school, to have a program, it is really huge, and it's a real stepping stone for the UW system and the WIAC to kind of get on board and, hey, here's what we're doing, this is what you need to do, and really set the precedent that this is a real deal.
Let's take another call. Mary in Brookfield, we'll turn to you. Hi, Mary. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I know Jessica and Jake. They coach my daughter on Team Wisconsin, and they're wonderful. My daughter loves them and hopes to wrestle at Stevens Point. My daughter's a sophomore at Brookfield Central, and she wrestled on the boys' varsity wrestling team last year at 126. And she earned her varsity letter, but the whole experience was really, really traumatic. And a bunch of people told me not to let her wrestle on the boys' team, and I didn't listen to him because Marissa has done a really good job wrestling boys her whole career. But there was a lot more baggage to it, a lot of comments about, oh, we're having a meeting in the locker room, and I sure would like to shower with Marissa, and they would forget to tell her about practices, and it really was tough for her and tough for me. And this year she has decided not to wrestle on the boys' team. And it's tough because this is a sport that she absolutely loves. It's her life. She knows the rules inside and out. Her technique is impeccable. She's actually coaching now for one of the wrestling clubs. But she doesn't have a team. And she can't represent her school in the sport that she loves and is really good at because she's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me because it's really, really upsetting for her. And she isn't given the recognition and the opportunities that she would have if she was a boy. When I was in high school, I graduated in 1985. I wanted to wrestle. And girls were just starting to wrestle. And I thought, you know, in 10 years, women will be wrestling. And it's sad that we haven't advanced very far.
Yeah. Well, we've taken a jump. Jessica, a comment from you.
Yeah, it's so wrestling in high school and wrestling guys, it really depends on who the head coach is and what they set as the okay standard to treat another athlete. Some head coaches completely buy in and they think it's acceptable, and others really try to shun women out, which is not only disrespectful, but it's just ridiculous to think about and crazy that we still have to fight that battle just to be able to do the sport we love. It's always going to be hard in high school until we get our own division, which is coming soon from what I've been told by our state director and everything. It's around the corner here, and then eventually more and more head coaches will get on board. As far as staying involved is good, and coaching is good, but really finding that home program where you're accepted and you can thrive and you get the attention to detail that you need, and somebody that's really on board with wrestling, which can be hard and can be expensive in this state right now, just because you may have to travel an hour and a half, 2 hours just to get a good practice in twice a week or once a week. So it's a little difficult now, but it will be getting in the future. And the best advice I got is to stick with it if you truly love it.
Oh, and Mary, I hope your daughter takes Jessica's advice, and I hope she finds a place to wrestle. And
we have to travel an hour and a half to find a good practice partner. I just get upset because the head people at WIAA are saying there isn't interest, when in fact there's an awful lot of interest. It's just that girls who are talented and dedicated run up against so many obstacles that they just have to find a different way to participate.
Yeah. Well, Mary, I appreciate your call very much, and I'm sorry for that kind of situation. And Jessica, I think you're absolutely right. It's the coaches who sort of set the standard for a team. And there needs to be a bit more education from the sound of it, and some in some quarters.
Yeah, I think some coaches just need to get a little more educated, and some need to get over almost their ego that women can't do this sport. The changing world, it's not a male-dominant, like it's a male-dominant sport, but it's also a women's sport too now, and they have to get over their ego and figure out how to deal with it and how to coach women. Yeah, it is different. You know, you can't coach guys the same way you coach girls. You can't coach girls the same way you coach guys. They're different. It's more emotional. It's more personal on a female side than it is a male side. And a lot of coaches don't even want to explore that option because they're afraid of the unknown, or they're afraid of, of even coaching a female, and it has nothing to do with the kid. It's all about how the coach looks and how his ego and how he feels, which is a hard battle to fight, but we just got to keep moving forward.
Yeah. Sid in Milwaukee will give you a chance now. Hi, Sid.
What's up? What's up, brother? So check this out, dude. When I was 15, we had a girl on our wrestling team, and, dude, I'd totally green, never had a girlfriend, no nothing. This girl was cute, dude. And so it reminds me of what the last caller was saying, where she was, like, saying her daughter had some run-ins with boys or whatever. I don't think there's any way around that because, like, dude, this, like, that was, like, the first time a girl's touching me and I'm rolling around, dude. I went nuts, man. I know I'm not the only one. You know, when you never had nothing and if some fine girl is right there, what are you going to do but, like, get those buttons pressed and then you –
Well, it's Jessica, I don't know if you got a comment.
Yeah, I think that's just like it, at that point, that's not even a boys being boys thing. That's just disrespectful and completely inappropriate. Like, that's your teammate. That should be your family. That should be someone you even really see in that way. Like, that's your family. And if that's all you're thinking, you're not even really trying to wrestle. If all you're thinking is, ooh, I'm excited, I've never seen a girl before. Like, that's just disrespectful to the whole female population. Like, that's not even sport related. Like, you don't run around if you like a male on the women's volleyball team doesn't get disrespected like that. You know, a male cheerleader versus female cheerleader, they don't get like, ooh, that's the first time I've seen a boy. Let me see him in the shower. Like, that's not a thing. That shouldn't be a thing. There should be more respect level than that. Being in a sport where respect is huge, they should just be taught to respect any female that comes into a male room as an athlete, as a wrestler, not feminizing them and making it more of a sexual-based experience.
Well said. Let's go to Warren in Reidsville. Hi, Warren.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Say, I just a few comments. My daughter wrestled. She wrestled a little bit in grade school and then didn't in seventh and eighth grade. And she was a manager on the wrestling team, and they needed some weight classes filled and knew she had wrestling experience. And our coach welcomed her on the team. And she was a very good wrestler, and we won a lot of tournaments because she was there and won her share of matches. And as far as the boy girl thing, I think what I said to different parents and boys was when they're on the mat, they're wrestlers. They're not a boy or a girl. They're a wrestler. You know, they worked hard. They had to learn their moves. They had to get their endurance, their speed and everything else. It shouldn't be a boy girl thing. And I don't think it is once they're out there, but I'm really glad to see that there's more girls wrestling, because my daughter, as she went up in the weight classes, it became more and more difficult for her to compete with the boys' strength.
Yeah. Jessica, comment.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. It's not about male or female. Once they're in the room and they're on the mat competing, they're both just wrestlers. I hope she continues to wrestle and wrestles again and really follows her passion through the sport and stays connected. But I completely agree, and I'm happy that you're out here supporting us.
Yeah, thank you, Warren. Janine in Green Bay, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
My comment, women are losing their femininity. We're not women anymore.
Well, what do you think about that, Jessica?
We're definitely still women. Just because we want to participate in a sport doesn't change your gender. Just because singlets are no different than leotards, so I don't understand the difference there when singlets actually cover more than a leotard does, but no one says gymnastics takes away femininity. But you can't sit here and say the same when our uniforms cover more. And just because we get in and we can get sweaty and we can work hard and do all those things right doesn't mean
we can't also be in dresses all about looking good at a ball the next night. You know, like, it's no different than swimming, too. Swimming covers less than us, but no one sits here and calls swimming less feminine, and you're changing the gender just because of that. Like, it shouldn't matter what we do. Doesn't change our gender. Like, that's not a thing. Just because we want to participate, we're past the era where women belong in the kitchen and guys go to work. Like, that's not how society works anymore. That's not how it should work. Women are equal to men, so why can't we participate in equal sports, especially when our equipment covers more than gymnastics, swimming, beach volleyball, like, you name it. There's more subjective to that. Just because we go out and try to force our will on somebody else and beat somebody else up in a combat sport doesn't take away the fact that we're still females and we still can go out and wear dresses and look nice and all that. Like, that's just not wanting to adapt to the new era and changing times.
Boy, I tell you what, if I had a daughter who was a wrestler, I'd want her to come and wrestle for you.
Appreciate it.
Jessica, my daughter happens to be in soccer more and cross country, so that's what she does. But if she was interested in wrestling and wanted to wrestle at a university someplace, I would say the only place you should go is the UW Stevens Point. You sound like you really have... Well, you have your act together, and
I really appreciate it.
And I spent a wonderful time talking with you today. I really appreciate you taking the time. Go Pointers!
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciated this time to not only talk about the program but women's wrestling in general.
And you guys probably have a website if people want to go and see some more about your sport, at Stevens Point.
Yeah, if they just go to the uwsp.edu page, they'll be able to click on athletics and it'll bring them right over to where they can find all of our sports. And most of the time, our women are on the front page anyway, so.
There you go. Jessica, thank you again. I appreciate it very much. I hope we have a chance to talk again.
Thank you so much.
Jessica Rotier, our guest today. Quite an extraordinary person, isn't she? She is the assistant wrestling coach at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. She's competed in and won many wrestling events herself, including the WCWA National Championship in 2017 and the Pan American Games in 2014 when she was in high school. Now she's a coach, and she sounds to me like a darn good one, too. So great to talk with her. And we're going to continue to talk about sports, and we're going to continue to talk about women in sports now. We're starting to see more and more, I think, women officials officiating. And we have a couple of them coming up next to talk about women as officials in sporting events. One of them is an official in soccer. The other is in basketball. Our guest, Kathy Cox, and Julie Volk, coming up next on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.